Rabbi Elazar of Haftik.
Says this week in the parsha, Vayidaba Hashem el Moshe leimoy, Dabir el bnei Yisrael v'marta aleihem, Ani Hashem elokeichem. I'll just say the psukim. I'm trying to be clear the parsha. The first thing the Rebbeinu Shem tells Klal Yisrael, you should know, Ani Hashem elokeichem. Kemase eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavtem bo lo yisasu. וכמאס ארץ כנען אשר אני מביא אסכם שומו לא יסעסו ובחוקויסיהם לא יסעלכו. Don't go in the ways of the Mitzrayim and the Canaanim. אס משבות היתעסו וסחוקויס היתישמרו ללכס בוהם אני השם אלוקיכם. And then the Torah finishes off with another pasuk. ושמרתם אסחוקויס ואס משבותי אשר יעשה אויסו מאודם וחי בוהם אני השם. So the wise is, before Shem will ask you, Sach Poshe Tekashis, Mesh Tekashis, this is really the Akdome to the Parsha of Aroyas, and the Torah starts off with the Akdome, just to wissen, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why doesn't this say by every Parsha? The Torah wants to tell the Klal Yisrael, you shouldn't wear Shatne, das ich sagen, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Another whole Poshe Torah, which the Rishonim all fragen, Asher Yeshavtem Bo, what's the difference, Asher Yeshavtem Bo? So he wants to tell you, Biki, don't go in these ways. And then there's the last Poshe, which we just mentioned, Asher Yasa Oysa Me'odom V'chai Bohem. What starts the words V'chai Bohem? So Rashi learns, V'chai Bohem means Lo'ilam Abo. Can't be Lo'ilam Aze, because a person doesn't live forever. But L'Seifa Yumeis. Or but the Ramban, Z'cho'ilukon Rashi, the Ramban learns that V'chai Bohem, it all depends on a person's Dargin Avodas Hashem. If a person is Oved Hashem, Shaloi Lishma, then Take, he has Lo'ilam Abo. Or but he has Lo'ilam Abo. Masha'inkin, if a person is Oved Hashem, Al menos lizko is loyelam abo is oivud meyire, then is nitzel for mishpatei reshoim. But the greatest darge is somebody who is oivud Hashem me'ahavo, he is zoicha to oilam aze and oilam abo. Kedai to see the Ramban, the maflig b'shvochom from the Yidu is oivud Hashem me'ahavo, he is zoicha to proper v'chai bohem. But the portion of the kasha, which the Mefarshim Aras remembers, the kasha is not really a great kasha. The kasha is only a kasha to understand the teretz. We all know, "Ein a teretz miskayem esele b'mishemei misatzmo yoleo." It's the fakert. Remember, it's not. Doesn't mean the person has to literally mei misatzmo yoleo. But how do these two things go together? The emes says we are all now fresh. After Pesach. We all went out. All went out of Mitzrayim. Steht in the Maral. Steht in all this forum. Like every year, Klal Yisrael go into Mitzrayim and we go out of Mitzrayim. And yet Ein has got his own paroi and his own Mitzrayim. His own engshaft. Mitzrayim is losing meitzah mina meitzah kerosiko. Engla. In Manchester, it's Meitzah also. It's a door abchene from which every Yid, but we're supposed to go out of Mitzrayim. And the tachlis from the Yid is to go out of Mitzrayim, and we're supposed to come out to Cheiris Oilam. And we're supposed to, jeder Yid, da verrisgen von sein Paroi und von sein Mitzrayim. And we're supposed to come to Cheiris Oilam. Betzim, if you think about it a bissel tiefer, the Pshat Zazlei Bemis, a person lives with all his Ritzoynes. Azay, the Bein Shleil put a person in this world, there's a world that's gone as Yoynes, so we all have a Neshoma, and we have a Yetzat Hoivam, we have a Yetzat Ra, and we have a Kseder, Melchomis, Azay, Chazal Zogun. And the Tachlis is, we're supposed to come, Lecheirus Oilom, we're supposed to become Bnei Chayrim. I'm going to get a Shtikl Moshel to understand this. Shamanu from the people from the Shtiklish who are Shtikl older than us, the Yidnu Rachmon Litzlan went through the war, they went through Meir de Geshveret Kufus. Now, I'm not going to be mefarad what went on there. The people weren't mentioned there, Bechlal. There was no day, there was no night. The people couldn't think straight. Man hat nicht gegessen normal, man hat nicht geschlafen normal. Now, the people who came, who were Zeuche, to live through the war, and they came back after the war, and they wanted to start living a normal life. They couldn't start from one day to the other. I'm going to say, from Yidden who lived through that Kufa straight after the war and by the war, the people, they couldn't think straight. They weren't normal people. But it's a bit like the Gemara says that when the Yidden came out of, when the Doya Midbar, they came to Eretz Yisrael, so when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, so the Gemara and Yuma, they were like Tana Goylim. They didn't have, you had to teach them, so da Azman Suda, so da Azman von Schlofen, so a person who came out of the Melchoma, he had to know Asado Amusik from a day and a night. There's Azman Achila and Azman Shinna, and you want to do a bit, you want to be Mishtadli Nidon from Parnosa, so da Azman, wie zu a normaler Mensch. Now, in a gewisse Beginne, we have this every year when we come out of Mitzrayim. We were in Mitzrayim, we came out, say the night, the Meforshim will say, Reb Shimshon Pinkus is very marich on this, that Klal Yisrael become like born, say the night. Say the night is later from Klal Yisrael. Pesach is the later. We're like a little baby who starts off and we can't go nicht. Verneinzat mizarois, mizfrisch, or we got to go and we're all going on a kivun, we're going on a direction, we're going out of Mitzrayim and we're going lecheirus oilam. And we want to try and live like normal people. And we take it. It's not an easy job. You can't do this from one day to the other. But that's learn wie er zu sein, ein Mensch. You got to teach yourself how to become a person. And in Shavuos, we got 7 weeks of Sfiras Ha'Ema every day. As we said in Masach Meforshim, that the first day of the Ha'Ema, where the korban is a korban of the Ma'achel Be'Ema, because it symbolizes to us. And Shavuos is Mishem Zeh, then we already bring a korban, which is a Ma'achel Odom. We bring Chitim on the second day Pesach. Then Tez Zayin Nissen, we bring the Oima, which is Machel Soirim, which is the Machel of Behemoth. And Shavuos, we bring ready the thing of a Machel Odom. And we all go through this Shlav. That's the holy sod of Sfira Soima, because the Tachelis is Betziacha, Soomim, Mitzrayim, Tavdin, Salakim, Alohor, Azeh, and I'm trying to be potter from the oil of the Yetzahara and from the oil of the Tavis, Hagashmi, Varuchni. You see, Chazal, when they call Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, they call him, he was a Ben Choirin. A Grosser Ben Choirin. Reb Shimon Yochai didn't have his own clothes. He had to sit in the sand. He's the Ben Choirin. There's a Moira de Gchsem Seufer. Bams de Gchsem Seufer is really supposed to be learned before Pesach. But I'm just going to mention the Biktzoro, because he says such a Moira de Gzach. He says that the Afila Moilchim, he builds himself on his Rebbe, the Aflo, that when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, then they gewon b'nei choirin. And Chazal say, Afila only Shebi Yisrael has got to be Mesef say the night. Now, if you think about it, well, what's a poor person got to sit on a Chiyansen, be Mesef, a Seber? Well, what's he got to do with a Seber? Hat doch gar nicht. So, the Chassam Seifer, and the Maisamoya de Goloshen, in the Droshes, it's page Reish Ayin Heo Med Beis. It's Kedai to look at the inside. He says, that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. It says a melech of a medina, or a person who's meshuba to other people, he is the biggest servant. He is a muiridige eved. As a eved, as meshuba. He's meshuba to what every person says. He's not a free person. What's called a free person? Zog de klal yisrael zenen arois mi mitzrayim lecheirus oilam amenos, not to be meshuba to anything. And you know who's the moshel of the Chassam Sofer from the Emeser Ben Choirim? He calls it Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. A person who's not meshuba. I once heard in Yerushalayim, I'm not going to be marich now, because again, this is something that you're supposed to say, it's before say the night, yeah? He said, we don't realize how much we're meshuba to other things which have nothing to do with Torah and Mitzvahs. A person sits Seder night with his family, yeah, and he sits with a geschmack. So you can get nishpa. I mean, it's very, very normal, yeah. What's called good Seder, a gelungene Seder Nacht. A gelungene Seder Nacht is, yeah, everyone sits well behaved. And once you've got little children, know that's not so easy to get all the children sitting down. And then Amol, if you're lucky, the first kosserishin already drips, spills already middle of Kiddush. And Amol, the tablecloth, this beautiful white tablecloth, gets all red. And I'm betting on some verloren. What happened to you? What happened? And these are things which happen. I was once in Yerushalayim, I heard that one of the Magidim there, he was marich, and he was making fun how much we are meshubad to things which are b'chlal nothing got to do with ruchnius, and we're just meshubad because it's not like I wanted it in the Faliyetzach in Ganzen. I'm just going to say one little moshel which Yenna was saying. When Ayid was in Meshamish by Reb Shlomke's villa, his name was Reb Eliyarot. Chum Gizan, he had around him a sach mevakshim and evda Hashem. I'm just going to say the story very, very short. That he, Lamaise, had shkat ka kinder, and to all his brochus, which was a gewaldiger evda Hashem, his wife wasn't, let's say, she wasn't 100%, let's say it nicely. And Lamaise v'kat b'sof yomeo, Lamaise, his Talmidim decided one year they're going to make him a beautiful Seder night enough as a tzaddik light as they feel. So his close people where they worked before, and they cleaned up the whole house and they made everything so beautiful and it looked so royal, something which he's never in his life had in Chitzonius. And they bought him nice matzahs and they bought him kids also given gelungen. Because they come home after davening Pesach by night and they were so happy that Baruch Hashem they managed to clean up the deer once and for all. And like a melech, they came into his mazel. His wife must have just had something wasn't exactly like she wanted because she smashed all the matzahs and the wine was broken. The tablecloth was completely red before we started the whole business. And Lemaise and his talmidim were completely zerbrochen. They didn't know where to put themselves. And there sits dort nazi ruhi kilu lohoyom. And the Maisi, the Oilim look at him and they felt so sorry for him. I think the person said to him, he thinks that the table was completely turned over also. There was loads of glass on the floor also. That was just the Shalom Aleichem before the Seder night started. The Maisi, what happened was, after a bissel, until they managed to clean it up, they found a few shlemus and a bissel of wine and they swept it up to the side. And as they found him on the Seder night, and he makes a kiddush, kilu lohoyo, kaddish. So they asked him later, what's going on? So he said to them, listen, we became b'nei choyrim. He said, Abad, it's very nice, a person of tamashpochim mit kinderlech, and he's got sons and son-in-laws, and the beautiful white tablecloth, and the beautiful knack airfit, I say that ish, and the rebbetzins on the other side, all beautiful, geschmack, yeah? He said, you meshubba to your tablecloth. You meshubba that the children have to be on the best behavior. It's not exactly like you want. Let's not be meshubba to every little rotsum which we want. Kitsi was ma'ach. It's negir to before say the night, or it's negir to us the whole year. We don't realize how much we're meshubad to taivus, meshubad to retzainus, and we've got to get out of it. We've got to go out of Mitzrayim, and we've got to become b'nei choyrim. We've got to become b'nei choyrim. Now, we're going to come back to this, but this is a nekuda to live a normal life. We've got to try and be normal people, anoshim yushovim, who don't get lost by every rotzen and by every difficulty, every nesoyen, sich nicht zu verlieren gleich. Now, the Rambam is shaped with a chai bohem. So the Shrim used to say that people say that b'chai bohem is alton mitzvahs mitachiyas. So he says, I say much more. He says, be'emes, a person's got to realize his whole chiyas is from mitzvahs. A person's got to know, as on keheim chayeinu v'oyech yomeinu v'em ne'geremem v'loyla, a life of Torah, dos is emes achayim. And we've got to, l'chol pochus have the she'ifa, that should be your goal. That's we've got to try and get to this chay behem, the alicha b'derech achayim. There's a very beautiful letter from the Chazanish, which remembers das alein dafom ma'ashik la'arichis. Or he's writing to somebody about asmodus ha'teira, and then he's writing, what's pshat in this versteht, ein divre teire miskayim imelom ishe meimis atzmo yoleo. The words are hard to understand. What do you mean, Misatz Mayoleo? Zuk the Chazanish Azoi. It's deep words, but I'm just going to read out Lashon Kotzoi and we'll try and understand a bit what you're saying. She says Hamisa Shebekan means Netir Mipshutoy Shalachayim Loimkoy Shalachayim. We've got to start living a proper life. He says we've got to go out, we've got to get into Latoich Toicha Shalachayim. He says the more a person does not go after his Ritzonus, and he's out of Shaykhis Mitchvira Sambidis, he knows how to be on the top of things, yeah? Then he's starting to live. And then you're being, he calls it Hariga Sachayim Hashitchiyim Umisa Shelagayt Samemalas Kolaguf Yachayim Amoylich Bedarko Shel Torah. And he finishes off that when your person is Memis is Guf, that he does not follow every single Rotzen of his, that is Techaye Ba'aleo, and then his Torah is Miskayim Beyodoy. Now, Be'emes, the Mamash Alderich, what he says, to understand it a bit better, the Sfasemes says here, this week in the Parsha, Amir Digi Yisot, that every person should know, wherever you give away for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're never giving away. You get back in the same thing, like Mamash, like, more than double. So the Lashon of the Sfasemes is, Kifi ma she'meimis atzmoy oleho, kacha Torah mechaye oisoi. We say, Torah Hashem Temimo Meshivas Nefesh. The Torah is Meshiv the Nefesh. So he says, V'chol ha'koiches, Merit Goloshen, She'odom emayet benafshoi, B'shvil ha'Torah, wherever you give away for Torah, Meshiva ha'Torah Eilov, the Torah gives that back to him. V'nimtzo machlif chiyus oive, B'chiyus kayem esloat. He says, the Moshe Leiden, they came to Matan Torah, was Yotzon Nishmosom. Do you know what they got back? They got back that they lived forever. Wherever you give away, there's a medrash in I think it's the next week's parsha, that when a person is Oitzim Einov Mirois Bero, he does not look where you mustn't look. Do you know what he gets back for it? He is Zoicha Mirois Lekabel Pnei Shechina. The same eyes. Einecha Techzenu Meishorim. Because you never lose. There's no such thing as losing from doing Avodas Hashem. Faket. You get that back. You get in the soyin. How am I going to cope? And then that thing you get back much, much more.
How do you explain the L'chaim, would you say? How does it live L'chaim?
No, zok there. Ein haTorah miskayemes elu mishememes atzmius. His memes is gashmius. His atzmius. His memes. Then the Torah get ein nefesh meshivas nefesh. The Torah gives him chias. You see, so often when you read about the people or the proper Talmid Chachomim, they went through difficulties in life and them gefen tagemora and they got mamash. It gave them a new life. They gave them chayim chadoshim. Now, coming back to this Kemah Se'eretz Mitzrayim, which we started off. So the Emes, so Semes, a lot of Meforshim learn, it's not just going on the Parsha of Arois. Because then you can ask a simple question, why does the Torah talk about Kemah Se'eretz Mitzrayim? Talk to the point, get learn the ganze Parsha of Arois. So why does the Torah start off Kemah Se'eretz Mitzrayim Leisasu? Look at the Amir Digazach. A person's got to know, no Maisa of a Yid should be similar to a Maisa of a Goy. You got two people who do the same thing. A person who walks in the street, I'm not even Dafka talking about the Chelik HaTorah and Torah and Tefillah, Goy's got no Shaykhis. A person walks in the street, a person's Makdim Sholem to anyone. It's an andere Sach. A person's got to try that his life should not be the same way as the Maaseh Mitzrayim and Canaan. Every Maaseh Yisrael has got to be different. It's got a different Maaseh, it's got different Ritzoinus. And he says, Amir Dige Eitzah. He says, when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, then they were by Matan Torah, they were on Amir Dige Madrege. There was a Madrege that became like Malachi Ashores. Even if we don't have that, we've got to be mishtadl that all our maisim, or as many maisim as we can, we should try, and as alzayin mitzvahs. And the emes is, we don't realize how many little things which we do, which are mitzvahs. Like if you look at it without thinking a bit deeper, you can ask, well, what are the mitzvahs? Yeah, seydena yi matzah, sukkahs you sit in the sukkah. It's much, much more. A person lives a life Er tut mitzvahs the ganze Zeit, with a little bit of seichel. A person wakes up in the morning and he asks his wife, how are you? Are you feeling good? And then he comes out of his house, he walks in the street and he says a nice good morning to his friend. And he says a good word to somebody. Yeah, the zach is a mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim once told his son-in-law when they came back from the way, there was to be a travel from one place to the other, and his son-in-law paid the taxi driver or the horse and wagon, so he asked him, did you think you were Mekayim Lesol and Pula Socha Itchad Boike? So Chofetz Chaim, Sashod, you could have done it. And all these things, so many little, a person has a Baal Malocha in his house. Okay, I'm not talking about a big job, a small job, and it's a yid, and you pay him to time, and you by mistake say a good word to him, and you give him a cup of tea. You do everything, if with a bissel machshova. I remember Manchester Shivi, he told it to me. I remember you could see his life was mamash, he was mamash full of it. I remember once he went to Bikir Cholim, Hinni Mukhidim Zuma Bikir Cholim. Everything, before he spoke, he used to say he's going to Mikhaim Lelamed. He once told me when he goes to Daven, he should try and say, I'm going to Daven Mayrev. Just with that bit, that a bissel meh machshova. Agav, this poskim will hold. This halacha, the gezach, some things which a person does is klor as a mitzvah, moshel matzah and sukkah. These are all things which a person does as a mitzvah. These things which you would anyway do. Let's say if you go in a taxi, yeah. If you got a goysha taxi driver, you've got to pay him. You've got to pay him, and a yiddish taxi driver you have to pay. So if you don't think some poskim hold, you're not even mekayim the mitzvah of yemitin tzchor. So there's something which is boiled, is the asiyosa and ikeres mitoich ma'isav that you're doing a mitzvah, that's about to call the mitzvah. Is yocheliyas, I mean, is machlokes, that even without the kavona lishma, it's a ma'isa mitzvah. But something which you would anyway do, yeah, if something which you would anyway do, doesn't have that chashivas of a mitzvah, and that's why one has to think about it. Because that's the idea of b'chol derechecha de'eyu, and the Svasema says, so even if we're not on the grosser madrega, yeah, which the Yidden, when they came out of Maimed Sinai, Obelchola Pochus, we should try to be Meshatef Mitzvahs in as much as we can in our Meisim. And if a person thinks about it, everything he's doing is really Mitzvahs. A person who was his Meshtadel for Panosa, he's doing a Mitzvah. And then later, and if he's Erlich in business, he's a weiter man mitzvahs. Everything's mitzvahs. Everything's mitzvahs. Loimi boya, teure and tfille, which every word is a mitzvah. And you say a nice word to somebody else is mitzvahs.
You might be malay mitzvahs kirimen. You don't have to be machab. That's why you malay mitzvahs kirimen.
We do enough, which is all full of it. Yeah. Now, do shteit hamerdigi yisod in Erchaim HaKodesh. I mean, again, the first question which we asked, the Torah makes here an unusual akdoma. Dabel Hashem el Moshe leimer, dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amato aleihem ani Hashem elekeichem. What's the pshat in this akdoma, ani Hashem elekeichem? So the Chaim HaKodesh says a moyodigi yisod, and I heard a lot of people mamash were rogel to learn this particular Chaim HaKodesh. He says a very, very interesting thing. He says, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Taryag Mitzvahs, which all Taryag Mitzvahs, a person can be Mekayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam never gives a person a mitzvah which a person can't do. Every mitzvah which you have got means you can do it. You can be Mekayim. Zok there, the Indian of Aroyas is Be'emes, very, it's Kemat not Shaykh that a person should be Nitzel in it. And he says, the only, somebody who's never seen anything from Aroyas and has never thought the Indian of Aroyas. So was a matan, and Yidden were in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, there was everything there. Nowadays, I once heard from the Godly Netzur, he says the streets are much worse than Mitzrayim. Here, if you're just not, you're going out of Kreisel Beis Hamedrash, you're just going on the street. Rechman de Letzan, the Yetzirah is all out. So what are we supposed to do? Zog do Erchaim HaKodesh Yisod Godl, and he says the Torah starts off this parsha. Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'omarto aleihem ani Hashem elekeichem. Ani Hashem elekeichem. You should know, enechanam, it's true, b'derech hatev hakemenisht. Or you should know, ani Hashem elekeichem, you are ruchni as the people. Every yidot haneshoma. And his lashon of the Rechaim HaKodesh is Bekoyach Eloikai Yenutzach Koyach Hativi Gashmi. Every person Meleit Med Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that is Be'emes, which is a chiyuv on every person, a Yid who lives with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, has Siyata Dishmaya. There's no such a thing as a Kenisht. About a person's got to do his maximum. But the Akdoma to the parasha of Aroyas is, you should know, Ani Hashem Elekeichem. And Be'emes is, if we think about it, it should give a person a Meira de Geroimimus. The Chaim HaKodesh himself says this. A person's got to know Echaba Neshoma, and I've got a Koyach to be Mizgaba on all Nisyonis. And Be'emes is, this alone is supposed to give a person a Meira de Geroimimus. That the Rebbeinu Shleim's people, like we said before, we came out of Mitzrayim, with an emes of Bnei Chayrim. So the Akdoma to the parasha is, just to wissen, Ani Hashem Elikeichem, I am your Rebbeinu Shleim, and I'm going to give you Siyata Dishmaya. And if you think about it, we say this every day. Fenein Zat, we say in parashas Vayoyma, V'loi Sosur, V'achre Levavchem, V'achre Einechem, V'yisem Kedoshim. And what's the next posuk? Ani Hashem Elikeichem, Asher Yitzeitzi Aschem Eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim, Lio Yislachem Leilekim. Duch Yitzias Mitzrayim, we became Bnei Chayrim. And as we're saying now the whole time, Bnei Chayrim means we don't get lost for every little rotzen which we have, for Yedi Yitzahara, which we have. No, we are Bnei Chayrim. We can live with a freier mensch, as we're saying, I can do what's right without being meshubed for every nesoyin. So, and that's the Siyata Dishmaya which we have. Now, Emma said in this same parasha state, Rashi says, "Shekemaseretz Mitzrayim lo yisas, Kemaseretz Kenana shenimevi eschem shomo." Why does the Torah write that she yeshavtem bo? So there's a very interesting Rashi, which Rashi says that the Maisim of the Mitzrayim and the Kenanim are the worst. They are the worst nation. They were the lowest nation. And he says, "V'chol mokum sheyoshvu bo Yisrael mekulkel min hakoil." Sounds terrible. The Yidden, the places where the Yidden were the worst, the lowest places in the world. The Klei Yoka asks on Rashi, and the Sofer asks on Rashi. It's like saying you mustn't be the worst, so, and not the worst. You only mustn't be the worst. And what's like a pshat in them that the Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Shem only tells us don't do like the worst. So I saw a good pshat from Reb Chaim Kaufman. So do I yisod, wherever there's more kedusha, then always that there's an asoyin zeh le'uma zeh osa lekim. The Chaim HaKodesh explains it in a few places, and he says, Lemoshe, why is it the din that when a yid was nifter, yeah, then he's matama, and a goy who's nifter is garnished. There's no tumor. What's the pshat in them?
Oil.
Odom ki yom is boil. Atem kruim odom. V'lo a goy is not a goy is not matame boil. What's the pshat in them? Zog do Chaim HaKodesh gozim ne yid is full of kedusha. A yid rechmona letzlan is nifta. So then all the chitzayim, they're all waiting to get to have a shaychus to be yoinik from the kedusha. Mele the tumma and the kedusha is a fight. So when the Kedusha is Mizgaba, then there's no Tumma. But the Tumma is always trying to be Yonik. This is a very beautiful thing. In next week's parasha, we're going to learn that by Pigel, somebody who eats Pigel is Chayav Koros. Why, if a person eats Pigel, is he Chayav Koros? And eat Nevelis or Trefus, there's no Koros. So do you know why? Because Pigel is Kotchim. Comes from, it's got more Kedusha. If it's got more Kedusha, and the person's over, and you eat the noise of it, then it's dozeh le'umazeh, the pagam is much, much more. So he says a good word. He says, Klal Yisrael, the Bein Shleulim, it's a Metzias de Gezach. Klal Yisrael are the Am Kodesh of Klal Yisrael, and the Mitzrim, it had to go zeh le'umazeh, the Chelik HaTum is Yoinek, Kefi the Kedusha. He says, a person who sees he's got greater Yetzirahs and he's got big Nisyonos, it's very often a person where the ganze zerfallen. So the punkt verkehrt. I've seen this in other forums also. It's punkt verkehrt. If a person he sees he's got greater Yetzirahs, he should know there's much more Kedusha by him. Verkehrt, he should get chizik from it. A person sees he's getting do a mitzvah to zech medis nesoy and that nesoy. Zik to tzayay, the Rebbeinu Shem is busy with him. If not, the Rebbeinu Shem just let him go like everyone. The world zukt a child who's a bit, you can see on him, I don't say the word mechutzef, but he's got a bit more in him. Yeah, normally these are the children who've got the koiches. They're the ones who are just easy, placid. A child sits in, he's always doing everything right. His father, mother, the rabbis have nothing to say to him. Normally, this is the ones who grow. The ones who grow is there's no zen umazeh and he's misgaber and yoimid benesoy and then the He says also, he finishes off Reb Chaim with this nekuda, that a person should make sure, you've got to be very careful, that it should give a person a chizik not to be nichshel. Because the zeh le'uma zeh, yeah, so a person, the higher you are, the nefila is much worse. So the more kodesh a person is, like if you've got a beautiful room and everything, you know, everything freshly painted walls and a beautiful carpet and every beautiful chandelier. If everything is beautiful, every little pagam is more dignica. Things which are not so clean, then the pagam, the chesoron, is not so, you can't see it so much. So that's why Eidel Yid has got to be so much more careful, because every dovah cotton can be mashpia on him. Rabbi Yeruchim said a meir digazach, it's Mnegea, Sinas Yisrael. He says he writes there, before the war, he was living in that scooper. So he says, it's very hard to understand. He says, Lamaise, it works out, wherever the Yidin are, there's much more Sinas Yisrael. And he said, you should know, it's got no Hezbollah whatsoever. It's got no Hezbollah. And he says, he's trying to say, this is pshat in the, wherever the Yidin and the Goyim, the goyim of Mekulkel and Klal Yisrael HaKodesh, he says, Samatzias de Gezach. He says, the reason why, he says, since Matan Torah steht Ha Sinai, Ha Sheyordo Sinna. The goyim, a goy hates a yid. And he says a story about himself. He writes there, this is just before the Second World War, Rabbi Yochum Kiyidua, was Mamashav from the Anoshim Gedolim, from the rest of Yidin, before the war, he was a mashkiach of a mei yeshiva from 400 bochim. He says he was once walking in the street and he sees a little goy go up to him. They must have gone for a walk, and he said there was hundreds of people walking past, I don't know, in the forest, maybe in the woods, and he sees everyone's going past. He went past, a little goy comes up to him with a stick and wants, he says he wanted to hit him. He showed he's going to. So Biruchim says, I was thinking to myself, there's hundreds of people walking past, and this little goy, I walk past, and suddenly he just wanted to bring a raya for it. It's a teva de gezach, that the hepech, the goy hates the yid. It's the gezach, it's in the bria, and it's a sort of klal yisrael. It's a sort where kedusha and tuma are zeh le'um azeh, which disturb each other. Lemaisa, this is b'emes the yisod of this whole parsha. The Torah starts off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What we just said a little. The Torah starts off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And as we said from the Chaim HaKodesh, it's not just the Am the Rebbeinu Shleilim. The way the Hakdoma, how a person can be Oymed in his Yoynes, and a part of the Hakdoma to this parsha of Aroyes, is us to wissen, we are all got a Neshoma, we are Ruchnis, the people. And let's talk about the positive side, because this is Taka the Emes, Nasatu Roimimus Lodom, Klal Yisrael, or Hecher Folk, or Lemal Mederech HaTeva. We are a nation, we are not Meshubud for every single Rotzen. We've got a Koyach. I'll just say a very quick thing, there's another minute, I wasn't sure I was going to say it. There was a Mais in Russia, one of the great Tzadikim in Russia, who were Mashpia. So it came out that the kids are one in communism, but actually before the war, so they called him over, communist, what are you doing here the whole time? So Yana was Adam Godel. He said without any problem, he says, us to listen, I'm being a fasim, I said, Rabbeinu Shleilim, I learned Torah with you, with Yidin. He said it very clearly. So this Rosh told him, you should know, he showed him his sword, He told me, this sword has made quiet many people. So Yana answered, only a person who has one world and has more than a boire oilam is scared of the sword. Me, Klal Yisrael, we have shnei oilamos, we have oilam hazeh and we have oilam habo, and we have shnei oilamos, so and kisa, well, we've got a goal, so ichoichan nishmer. Yeah? So he said to me, listen, I've gone to Shemari, I'm not Meshubet, and I know this world is only a proizdoi for Yanevelt. So Meir the Gemeiser, Reb Chaim Brim, Apinta saw him, he once went for a walk with his brother, because he had a brother, Roshiva of Rishon in Reb Yeshua Brim. So they had to go to Tel Aviv for Givisa Zach, and they made Gansa Cheshbonis, they didn't want to see the priests as well. Lemaise, they had a big shock when they got there. They saw middle of the morning. I'm talking straight after the war, where the matzah was very fry. Then, and they saw the chevra there sitting in the middle of the morning, and they were drinking. Ganzen tzalos there in the streets. So his brother told him, you know, what's going on? They don't have to go to work. So he said then to his brother, he says, let lama reintrechten. Where is mehr meshubet? Who is more meshubet? This godel in Russia, who's got bemis, any bit of pilsum of Torah, yeah, he pays with his life, yeah. Where's mehr meshubet, him or these people here sitting here and living a life, call it a life of chofshi, a friar life? Who's more meshubet? These people, every rotzen, they have the meshubet to every single rotzen, and. Because the whole idea, what's called the Ben Chayrin and what's called the Eved, you got to know what says the Ben Chayrin and what says the Eved. Because the Torah starts off, we just came out of Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you are spiritual people, and ich zogeich kemaase eretz Mitzrayim lo isasu. And as we said from the Mefarshim, it's not going only on Parshas Aroyos, so to wissen, Klal Yisrael, we came out lecheiros oilam. Like we said, with Chasim Sofer, I'm not to be meshubed. We are bnei chayrin, and we're not meshubed. We were proper bnei chayrin, emesa bnei chayrin. And so, k'maseh etz Mitzrayim loisasu k'maseh, and the parasha finishes off. Asher yase oisam odam v'chai behem, live with a proper oifen hachaim v'acheres. So the emes is, I'm already gesagt, Pesach we go out of Mitzrayim. The Mefarshim say it's not just Pesach is man cheruseinu. Pesach we go out of Mitzrayim, like we said, and then we teach ourselves via zeitzuvena ben chayrim. We have 7 weeks of Sfiras Ha'ima, and then we come to Shavuos with ein dechob ben chayrin elam yishoisik b'teira, where there is mizbate the emesah cherus, where we're mizgaban our become. We mekabel the Torah and we live the Torah digger life, which this is the emes of bnei chayrin, and the hemshach of that is after we live like that properly, that's the zman simchaseinu, which is the emes of simchem emes. We go through this shlav every single year. Menshim zel helfu mishvizeicha to live this type of life, take a life of a chay behem, an enjoyable life, a shlemes digger life, an accomplished life. Be'ez Hashem.
The most overworked word in any language was it is the most overworked word anyway.